This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there and you assorted bad guys out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, headline news. I got to teach you a little history here, as it's taught. CNN Politics, Act of Terror. Bombs sent to CNN, the Clintons, Obama's holder. Really? Oh my goodness. How stupid do they really believe that we are, America? I'm just curious. Well, I know that they're doing it again because enough people are stupid for them to be encouraged to do it again. No question about it. See, and this is what they're doing, is they're busy trying to shut down all opposition. Bradley, what are you talking about? Totalitarianism. Again, listen carefully. Act of Terror, headline, CNN, Communist Network News, right? Bombs sent to CNN, Clinton's, Obama's holders. Well, folks, pay attention to the timing of all of this. Did you know that Adolf Hitler said, "I will tolerate no opposition"? And I'm going to take this line upon line, precept upon precept, real slow. And it's not just old Adolf. It was Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror. It was Mao Zedong, the dictator in China. It was Pol Pot. It was media. Folks, it's all of them. This is what they do. They all learn from their father, the father of lies. Okay? John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. I will tolerate no opposition. Hey, folks, listen carefully. Pipe bombs laid at the feet of their created opposition. They've been doing this for a long time. Who's the problem? Christians, conservatives, and patriots. Who are the enemies of the state? The Christians, the conservatives, and friends, the patriots. Nothing new. Again, they've been attempting to lay this at the feet of the American people who are truly American. They bleed American red, white, and blue. They are the problem to those that are creating a new world order. Pipe bombs laid at the feet of their created opposition. Yes, you heard me right. Folks, listen to history. They are not under attack. They are attacking. They do not have the shield. They have the sword. This system has been played out in front of your faces for how many decades in this country now? You look at the sodomite communities. What do? They play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. What are the Muslims doing in the United States of America? Systematically and methodically, the same exact thing the homosexuals taught them, the sodomites taught them. What's that? Play the victim, tear down the law, and perpetuate the crime. Yep. CNN politics, acts of terror, bombs sent to CNN, Clinton's, Obama, and Holder. Oh, George Soros was in there, too, for those that did not know, and so was others, Maxine Waters and the such. The propagandists are telling us, America, that packages were sent to the international criminal, George Soros, pay attention to that, the criminal family, the Clintons, the foreign sodomite plant, Barack Hussein Obama, insurrectionist Maxine Waters, insurrectionist Eric Holder, Muslim and insurrectionist stooge John Brennan for the CNN, or I'm sorry, for the CIA, forgive me. And we have again CNN, who's known for nothing but their propaganda. Well, listen, point man and President Donald Trump went so far yesterday to say that no resources will be spared. Listen carefully to what the president said. No sources, no resources will be spared. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort. I'll say it again. Point man and President Donald Trump even went so far as to say yesterday that no resources will be spared. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort. Hey, folks, you would have thought that this is what was going to be Donald Trump's move, his first move right after his presidential victory speech concerning his efforts to prosecute these same people for their crimes against we the people. Did you hear what I said? Let me say it again. You would have thought that this was going to be Donald Trump's first move right after his presidential victory speech concerning his efforts to prosecute these same people. Again, consider the source concerning each and every one of these said criminals that are the alleged victims of a pipe bomb and that allegedly had a package sent to their location. History shows us, recent history, that every one of the named are doing their best to dismantle and destroy America as you know it. In America, there is no refuting what I just said. But Donald Trump said there's no resources which will be spared. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort. Now, folks, this is going to be very telling. It's going to be very revealing throughout the show today. Because I'm going to take it slow, and I'm going to take it piece by piece, so you can begin to understand how this all works. This is an absolute joke. It's a hoax. And it's all being laid, you can mark my words, at the feet of what they have created, namely their political opposition, namely the right-wingers, the conservatives, the Christians, and or the patriots. Because you're the obstacle to their agenda. Folks, look at the international criminal George Soros. Look what he's guilty of. Look at the Clintons and their crimes, their drug dealings, their treason, murder, so on and so forth. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Look at Barack Hussein Obama, who transgressed the United States Constitution over 1,180 times. Or what about former Attorney General Eric Holder and the crimes that he committed during his tenure, such as fast and furious gun running? Foreign terrorists have rights, no investigation into the DOD, and child pornography, and the list goes on. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I want to give a shout out to my friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Thank you for the broadcast. Looks great today, by the way. Looks absolutely fantabulous. It really does. And of course, I'm just playing with you, but it does. It looks great. Aside of that, friends, again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. I'm highlighting right now, friends, the pipe bombs. The pipe bombs, they're discovering these pipe bombs were sent to CNN, Clinton's, Obama's, Holder, Maxine Waters. Really? Oh, and folks, it's an act of terror. Who are the terrorists? Well, just ask the DHS, just like I said during the first segment. You are. If you're a conservative, you're a Christian, or you're a patriot, you're the terrorist. Do you not understand what's going on here? And isn't it interesting how they just jumped the gun and they called it an act of terror? And guess who they're laying it to the feet of? The responsible party, friends. Well, they're looking to lay it to the feet of the right-wingers, friends. Nothing new under the sun. Remember, Adolf Hitler said, I will tolerate no opposition. You know what he would do? He would create his political opposition. He'd have his people rise up to conquer his political opposition. And they're hoping that you're stupid enough to do the same thing. That's what's going on here. And you know what? I'm very happy to see across the boards that people are waking up to the tactics of a totalitarian system, friends. Because this is not American government whatsoever. Whatsoever. These pipe bombs are laid at the feet of their created opposition. And I want you to listen to me carefully. They are not under attack. They are the ones responsible for attacking. I just told you that point man and President Donald Trump went so far yesterday in response to these acts of terror. He said no resources will be spared. He said the full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort. Hey, friends, remember when he promised to bring in the rule of law? And I'm not blaming the president. I'm blaming the American people for what you allow the president to do or not do. Remember his promise to bring in the rule of law? And remember he was going to prosecute Hillary Clinton? Remember he was going to do all that? That was his campaign trail promises. And then once he won, he turned on the American people. Don't you remember that? Just like he has legislatively, step by step, over the last 500 and 600 days. Okay, I'm just here to remind you what he's doing rather than what he's saying that he's doing. Okay? But again, you would have thought he would have said no resources will be spared and that the full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation, that we will spare no expense in the effort. Okay? Again, you would have thought that this is going to be Donald Trump's first move right after he won the presidential run. You would have thought that this is what he would have said right after he won the People's White House, to prosecute the same people that he's now defending. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on here? Yes, I know that there is. Consider the source concerning each and every one of these that allegedly had a package sent to them. Because every one of them are known for doing their best to dismantle our country and to destroy the America as you know it. Read John 10:10. Because it's what they're doing. This is what they're known for. During the last segment, I said, look at the international criminal George Soros. He was the one that said, by the way, that the main obstacle to the New World Order is the United States. Okay, and then we have the Clintons there, and folks, I could have 100 hours consecutively to spend just on the crimes of the Clintons during the tenure of Governor Bill Clinton. We know that he was drug running in Mena, Arkansas. He was the biggest drug dealer known to America. This is common knowledge, friends. This isn't a secret. Because Scripture said there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Because of God's mercy, He continuously exposes criminals for who they are in hopes that the church will respond to His commandments and deal with the criminals through justice and judgment to establish righteousness and peace. Isaiah 51:4. I mean, we know, and by the way, Donald Trump knows, he calls her Lying Hillary. Right? He said she belongs in jail. Right? Isn't this all interesting to you, friends? I mean, we know that Hillary Clinton was just recently busted selling uranium ore to the Russians. And the list goes on. And how many dead bodies are strewn on the paths of the political careers of both Bill and Hillary Clinton? We're into the hundreds now. Just think about what I'm saying. Barack Hussein Obama, who transgressed the United States Constitution over 1,180 times. It's called an act of terror. And bombs are allegedly sent to CNN, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Holders, the Maxine Waters. And look who they're already blaming, America, just like I said they would. Former Attorney General Eric Holder, this criminal, and the crimes that he committed during his tenure, such as Fast and Furious, remember the crimes that Barack and Eric Holder committed against the American people by giving guns to drug lords who then killed 300 of their own people? And then Barack Hussein Obama went over to Mexico to blame the American people for the crimes that he and his administration committed? This is what I'm talking about. This is who's behind all of this, friends. Did you know that Eric Holder also said foreign terrorists have rights? Did you also, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, did you also know he said no investigation into the DOD because he doesn't have the resources concerning the Department of Defense and the 5,000 members that were downloading child pornography? Do you remember this, America? Because I remember all of it. The list goes on. You would have thought that this is where the president's efforts were going to be made when he stated that no resources will be spared, that the full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. We will spare no expense in this effort in dealing with the above said criminals. No! No! Donald Trump, the point man, is saying now because of these allegations and acts of terror. Oh, P.S., how many Muslims in the United States have been busted committing acts of terror against we the people? And the CIA-controlled media refuses to call it for what it is, regardless if they do or not, I'm going to. Okay? And then just out of nowhere, this happens, and then all of a sudden, headline, CNN News, acts of terror. Boy, they have the narrative already written, don't they? They're playing the jury, the judge, and the executioner. How many times have I told you that when the righteous is under accusation, the media reports it as if they're guilty? But when it's one of their own players in the circus of politics, it's always allegation. How is it that they've already played the juror and the judge and the executioner by calling it an act of terror, especially when they don't even know who's responsible for allegedly sending these pipe bombs? Isn't that amazing how that works, friends? Hey, folks, it's public perception. They want all control over the narrative. They don't want any opposition like that of any other dictator in the history of mankind. They want to stifle, they want to suppress, they want to censor, they want to ban any opposition that exposes them for who they really are. And let me tell you firsthand, friends, by the harassment that my ministry has received over the last 20 years, I am telling you what I know to be true from A to Z. The responsible party is above said. Folks, this is nothing short of totalitarianism. Every step of the way. Every step of the way. Man, it's interesting. Donald Trump just jumps on the bandwagon. After these bombs were allegedly sent to CNN, the Clintons, Obama's, Holder's, Maxine Waters, and more to come, I'm sure. Because they have to put themselves in the victim position so they can conquer their political opposition. In America, you need to understand how this has played out. I thank God for my enemies because for without them, I would have never learned the system in which they play. They are the ones that have kept me sharper than anybody else, my enemies. They blow a hole in something I say, I study it out. Hey, folks, for every time they come at me, I do my due diligence 10 times over to make sure that my feet are upon the rock every single step of the way, both biblically first and foremost and lawfully according to the Constitution. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube, and again, we'll be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The FBI and local authorities are investigating at least 10 suspicious packages apparently containing explosives that were sent to high-level Democratic figures and CNN this week. Retired FBI Dave Cavorte joined Fox News to talk about what the FBI is looking for.
Well, I tell you what, they're going to be looking specifically at everything from fingerprints. They're going to be looking at DNA evidence, potentially. They're going to be looking at the types of components, the types of metals that were actually utilized, some of the chemicals that may potentially have been utilized in this particular situation, right down to the packaging.
A $25,000 reward is now being offered for information in the search for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss. Kloss has been missing from Barron, Wisconsin since October 15th, when a mysterious 911 call led deputies to discover that her parents had been killed at her family's home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in the lying CIA-controlled media's heads and the useful idiots that are used to push their propaganda, friends. That's what it comes down to. We follow the Christ here. And him who is no error or sin, right? He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. He's perfect. He's holy. He's just. He's not a man that he should lie. That's why we follow him, and he's the one that sets men free, period. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Read it when you get a moment. Friends, we're talking about the acts of terror. You're right. We are talking of the acts of terror. And we are talking about the Clintons. Those that have committed the acts of terror against we the people in this country. Yes, you're right. It is the acts of terror. The acts of terror that Barack Hussein Obama committed against we the people during 13 hours Benghazi. If you've not seen it, take the time to do so. Or when he blamed Americans for him and Attorney General Eric Holder gun running. Folks, and the list goes on and on and on and on and stacking the DHS. With Muslims, terror-tied Muslims. Friends, yes, you're right. We're talking of the acts of terror. And we're talking about those that have committed the acts of terror against we the people. Look at Maxine Waters trying to incite the people to overthrow the White House. Think about that. To harass people that are in support of this brand new administration. Just think about that. Yes, we are talking about the acts of terror. And we are labeling the terrorists, friends. But you need to pay attention because the devil is always in the details. And here we have it. Why would Donald Trump say, after this allegedly happened, that the full weight of our government is deployed to conduct this investigation? We will spare no expense in this effort. How come this new administration is so apt to clean house in third world countries, but not in his own? I'm asking you the question. 1-866-582-9933. Still waiting, all you Trumpites who haven't figured this out yet. Still waiting. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. I didn't hear him say that the full weight of our government is being deployed to stop illegals coming into the United States of America, but I did see him sign a bill that actually funds them through the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, if you have not taken the time to check out the details in that bill. Wow! Whoa! Calling a spade for a spade, friends. Calling it for what it is. Tell the truth and shame the devil, regardless who's committing the act. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation. Hey, folks, furthermore, consider that false flags that have been laid to this government's feet when it comes to the source of allegations. I got a question. How many times has the FBI and the CIA been found playing a part in the crimes that were created only to blame someone else? You might want to talk to Pamela Geller about that. You might want to talk to David Koresh. You might want to talk to Randy Weaver about that. You might want to talk to a lot of innocent people, not saying that the above were innocent all the way through, but it's interesting how the FBI, once it got involved, it just kind of seemed to help things along, didn't they? We just found out yesterday that this alleged shooting that happened in Las Vegas, friends, the narrative is being exposed once again and changed again for the fifth and sixth time. By who? The FBI. People in Las Vegas don't believe that this guy could have did what he did by himself. If you go to Las Vegas, friends, there's cameras everywhere. I'm just asking. Folks, this is going to be reported, in short, it's going to be reported and laid at the feet of their created opposition, the right-wingers. Again, namely the Christians, the conservatives, and the patriots. By the way, right on cue. And give it a little time after it's reported and broadcasted, friends, across the country. It's going to be found to be a false flag, and you're not going to hear a word about it. Okay? It's going to be found to be a hoax, and you're not going to hear a word about it. Mark my words. And then it will fade away, only to be forgotten until they need to remind the people in this country again that they are the victims of them that tell the truth and expose them for who they are. Luke 12:2. What this is, friends, is an all-out attempt to further strengthen themselves against the opposition by playing the victims. Do you not understand? This is totalitarianism. Another facet. Just yesterday I was called and I was asked to go to another Islamophobia meeting in Minnesota here. And so I took my wife and my children and we wanted to go listen in because I know statistically what they're telling you is the opposite of what the truth is. Okay, so I wanted to go in firsthand and see what they had to say. I've already been to one of them. Okay, and it was just dead air. The only strength, they have no support, and the only strength that they have is the lying media that puffs them up, said William Randolph. Isn't that interesting how that works? Yesterday I went to another one in Minnesota there, got all the way out there. The guy that told me about the meeting, he registered for the event. When I got there, about 5 minutes before I got there, rather, it's interesting to note that he had texted me and said, Bradley, I just got kicked out. And the main guy in Minnesota from CAIR, CARE, because again, this was an Islamophobia meeting at a gay church. That's an oxymoron. There's no such thing. He gets kicked out of the meeting, and the speaker had told the security guard and the police officer that were called to remove him from the event, tell him he's also under investigation. And I got there, I rolled down the window, and I said, what are you guys doing? They were on the other side of the street. I thought maybe they were waiting for me and my family. which was a nice gesture within itself. I said, what are you doing? He said, Bradley, the police officer and the security guard came, and they told me that I was not allowed to come into this event. Now, this man that called and asked me to go is known for asking real questions, which completely annihilates their controlled talking points, friends. And this is why in many cases when you go to these meetings, these homosexual meetings or these Muslim meetings, you know, the homophobics and the Islamophobics, those meetings, so where they can play the victim, they want to control the talking points every step of the way, just like the state-controlled media. Okay. Now, with that said, when I got there, I parked my van. I told my wife I'm going to go check it out. I want to see how many people are actually here because I know that there's probably hardly anybody there. So I get out of the van, and all of a sudden I start to walk inside of the church, and all of a sudden the police officer steps in front of me. I got it all on film, by the way. He said, you can't go in there. I said, what are you talking about? I can't go in there. He said, you're with him. And this guy that invited us was across the street. And I don't know him like a brother. I know who he is, and I know very little about him outside of the fact that he told me to come check this event out, which I was very curious to see. And as we got there, I looked over at him again. The cop looked at me, and he said, no, you can't go in. And all of a sudden, I looked to the left, and there was a bunch of Muslims looking through the window at me. And there was a security guard standing next to them, and then he walks out, never met these people a day in my life. He comes out and says, you're not able to come in tonight. And I listen, I'm a preacher. I'm ordained nationally and internationally. Three times over. By the way, I didn't ask for a one ordination, okay? Just for the record. But a preacher going to a church, it was advertised Islamophobia and what we need to do to stop it by one of the leaders of CARE in Minnesota, and it said all welcome on the webpage. So there was not a question in my mind. I'm going to drive an hour and a half. There's going to be no issues. When the security guard came out and stood next to the cop, he looked at me, and what he said to me, you're not welcome to come in. I said, What are you guys doing? What am I missing here? I just drove an hour and a half. And I said, with that said, I brought my family. It says on the website, all welcome. I said, what's the problem? See, this is public perception. They want everybody to believe that everybody is welcome to their alleged meetings. Okay? And when I say alleged meetings, it's not the talking points that you think that they're going to be about. Because if they were, they wouldn't care who came in. They want you to believe that their arms are wide open and they love everybody. Except those that ask them real questions. Except those that tell the truth to expose them for who they are and what they're guilty of and what they're attempting to do. The media does the exact same thing. They want control of all the talking points, and how dare you question anything? And if you do, well, we'll get big tech companies to go ahead and censor you. And if you do, what we'll do is we'll just get a strong-arm cop, no longer a public servant, but now an agent of the state, rather than for the people. Now he's working for a special interest group. And all of a sudden, they're going to tell you who can come in and who can't come in. And there's one guy across the street saying, hey, these people are Hamas-tied. And here you have a police officer defending those that are trying to strengthen themselves against this very police officer that's protecting them in their crimes against himself and the rest of us in our country. Because he hasn't thought this through yet. America, when are you going to wake up? America, when are you going to figure out that you're the pawn on the table? Hey, America, when are you going to figure out that these people are in it together, further enslaving you? Hey, America, our forefathers asked the question, and they made the statement, why is it that you suffer a long train of abuses and you continuously let them do so? Because it's illegal, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Appreciate all you brave souls calling in and setting me straight. Oh, so many foolish people in this country just being led to the slaughter. You know, I got a post I posted up on our website right before the show. It's a picture of Hillary Clinton on the phone. It says, "Got the bomb. Good work." Then she said, "It's all over the news now." And then it said right under it, "The idiots are blaming Trump." Wow, America. Really, America? Really? I said, all created. These people are not under attack by Americans. They are on the attack. I said, America, Trump is calling for the full weight of our government in being deployed to conduct this investigation. This is being laid at the feet of his supporters, not Trump. Trump is playing along and defending the criminals that are playing the victims. I said, it is a hoax. And I'm looking at, well, there's 67 comments thus far. And the top comment said, "I immediately thought it was a hoax. The old bait and switch. Look over here at these bombs because the invasion of our southern border isn't going to work. It's distraction. It's diversion. Nothing more, nothing less." Right? Huh. Yeah, America. How many times you got to get caught up in that same cycle before you finally figure out that you're the ones being played? Yeah, they're not going to fix it. No, they're not. You know, going back to this meeting that I was denied entry into yesterday, this Islamophobia, It was interesting because, picking up from where I left off, it's interesting how the second security guard came out, and there was a police officer there as well, who was obviously a security guard, but he was a police officer. And they both told me, you're not welcome, and I just said, well, why is that? They said, because you're with him. I said, okay, so do you know this guy? I said to the police officer, I said, do you know this security guard? And I said to the security guard, I said, do you know this police officer? I said, so if you're kicked out, does that mean because you know him, you can't go in neither? He said, I'm not here to debate. I said, neither am I. I said, you, exactly how I said it, are asking for a lawsuit, is what I told him. And, of course, I got home. On the way home last night, I contacted our attorney immediately. And I said to him, I said, do you realize that if I were to do that at one of my meetings, it would be all over the front page of the paper in Minnesota? Hate front group Bradley Dean denies Muslims entry into one of his meetings. Hate group front leader, the bigot Bradley Dean, that hater, denies entry to the homosexuals. Can you imagine if I did that? I'm a preacher. I preach redemption. I desire men to come to the knowledge of the truth the way my father does. Okay? But that's their call, not mine. And nor would I deny entry to anybody, especially if they're opposed to me, because they're probably opposed to me for the wrong reasons and for reasons that they've been led to believe by the lying media that doesn't want them to go to my meeting in the first place. But see how public perception is being laid out by these Muslims, Islamophobia? All are welcome at a church, an ordained preacher is not welcome in the church to see what's going on inside. And the fact of the matter is the fruit's all over the tree of care and their Hamas terror tide and their fundings, folks, and their networkings across the United States of America. But for some reason, the cops keeping me out. I've never disrupted a meeting a day in my life. I'm cordial. I have my manners in place. Now, if you're insincere, that's a different story. But folks, you need to understand, they have to have control of the narrative. Okay? You can't ask real questions. Do you remember the Hall meetings? I believe it was in 2010 that were going on across the country, and they kept trying to blame the conservatives and the right-wingers and the Christians and the patriots and the conservatives for things that they were making up. Remember how many times they were busted doing that? Nancy Pelosi and others. Do you remember that when it was going on? It's the same thing that they're doing today. And do you remember during those Hall meetings that they had where the representatives would come and they would talk to their constituents? Remember how many of those said representatives canceled it because they were afraid of the constituents? And they used excuses laying on their constituents, things that were not true, as to justifying their excuses as to why they didn't go? Yeah, because they don't want to be called out, America. There's a step between you and them. They're players in the circus of politics. And until you figure that out, nothing's going to change. The full weight of our government is being deployed to conduct this investigation, not into these people that are guilty of dismantling and terrorizing the American people, but no, now this person, this created monster, this ghost somewhere that they need to interject and insert into the narrative so they can divert everything away from themselves. But if you understand history, you understand that they're strengthening themselves against their political opposition. And they're trying to weaken the people all the more by playing the victim. And they are the ones responsible for doing so. I brought up that this is, and it's going to be found to be a false flag. You're going to find that government's plants are a part of what's going on. You can almost mark my words on this one. Now, I'm not saying that there's not lunatics out there, but it's not what they want. Folks, it's not what they need to happen during this time. And if they don't have what they need, they create it. Okay? And I said earlier, friends, this is an all-out attempt to further strengthen themselves against that opposition, you and me, by playing the victims. And just think about this, friends. All of this just 2 weeks before the midterm elections. Pretty telling, is it not? Also keep in mind, Facebook shut down and Twitter shut down many of the conservative Christian websites across the country 2 months before elections. I mean, folks, I want you to think about what the president said, okay? You didn't get a response like this from the president when it came to the compound that was discovered in New Mexico, where the two heavily armed Muslims were raising up 13 young boys to commit jihad in public schools and toward our law enforcement agencies, did you? No, you didn't hear a word from the president. What you did get was the FBI coming in once the public knew of this compound in New Mexico, where 13 young boys were being raised up to commit jihad in public schools and against our law enforcement agencies, because, folks, they need to terrorize the people, so you cry out to government for more control over your own lives. But little did you know that 9 times out of 10, they were the ones responsible for creating the crime in the first place. But it's interesting, you know, what did you get from that compound? You didn't get the president saying jack about it. What you did get was the FBI coming in once it was discovered, only to destroy all evidence, and that's exactly what the FBI did. It's exactly what they did. Now, it's funny because I remember the constant media harassment, the barrage, the bomb threats to my ministry and street teams, the pictures of my house and my address being put up online by the homosexual lobby, endangering my family, death threats week after week, death threats month after month, death threats year after year. And yet when the FBI was called into action, we see nothing but inaction. But yet, it is highest priority, the president said, for the FBI to engage when it comes to protecting their own. Okay, and what many of the enemies of righteousness, Acts 13:10, by the way, seem to forget is that in this day and age, history is so readily available for us to learn from. It has been said that the best way to predict the future is to know your past. And in America, we do not lack the resources and having the knowledge of knowing either one of them. It's right at our fingertips. And by the way, for you Christians and you non-Christians, do yourself a favor and go get the Geneva Bible. Because the Geneva Bible has footnotes throughout in how to deal with tyrants and their scheming ways. They're footnotes on the side of the Geneva Bible, written by the patriarchs, written by our forefathers. This is what you need to be aware of. This is how they act. This is what they do. And if you want to go even deeper than that, friends, you can go to the Declaration of Independence to see what our forefathers threw off. Because you've accepted far more than what our forefathers ever accepted. See, what we're seeing today is nothing short of the full force of totalitarianism. It's exactly what it is. Creating political enemies, and in this case, right-wingers, who expose corruption for what it is by first painting into the minds of the people to shut down their political opposition, the political opposition that they are responsible for creating once again. And case in point, look at the illegal censorship of big tech companies such as Facebook, Twitter, Google, so on and so forth, to war against their political opposition and shutting down through censoring and shadow banning Christians and conservatives and their sites that oppose their masters' every illegal and subversive move. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.